Today on the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, we have things to discuss. What if Matt and Jeff were in the same room? No. What if season 2, episode 2, what if Peter Quill attacked Earth's mightiest heroes? All that and more of this that we have some amount of control over.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. My name is Matthew Carroll.
And I'm Jeff Randall.
Ooh, Jeff Yanni Randall.
That's my middle name.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Certainly not whatever it is my mom named me.
Well, we have just watched episode 2 of Super season late. 2 at 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
So, and again, in the same room, here at Panda HQ. Woo! Well, this one got me, man.
This one got you?
This one got me. I first of all, just, you know, some of the characters that we've always wanted to see interact.
Yep.
Like, and we've talked so much about how, like, these characters existed. We got clues to, in Ant-Man, we got clues to some of their, crossovering and, like, getting to see them all like really interact and become a team and all that stuff was so good. And the way they all interacted with each other and like Bucky waking up a little early, like possibly getting like reawoken earlier. And
yeah,
it's exciting stuff, man.
It's so good. And then like we got that confirmation that T'Chaka's dad helped out during the war, like gave them a sample of vibranium.
We have been theorizing about that for like 10 years or 5 years or something. We came up with that idea. I think we did an episode. This that feels like one. It's not a far-fetched thing, but we did an episode at some point where it was like interactions we'd want to see if they went back into like past to the MCU.
Yeah,
and that was an interaction we talked about.
Yep.
Is that like Howard Stark going and like retrieving that vibranium, and whether like the T'Chaka's father would have helped,
and it did.
That's confirmation. And I think that's confirmation that in the 19999 or 616 or whatever they're calling it now, whatever the kids are calling it these days, that is how it happened.
Yep,
loved it. I loved it.
I love that so freaking much. And it's not like it wasn't a we stole it kind of thing. It wasn't like we found it. It was that Wakanda. They knew about Wakanda, and Wakanda donated it to the war effort to help. And he's like, we made it into a shield, and we lost it in the Atlantic. Oops.
Whoops.
You know, that happens.
Yeah.
And then, oh man, and Howard getting to talk Bucky down.
Yeah.
Was so touching.
Yeah. Like, Captain America still saving my ass
50
all these
years later. Captain America still saving my ass.
That was great.
I love it. And like, one of the other things that, you know, is more of like a meta thing that I love is like all of the people that have been involved in the MCU, all, you know, through the years, we've got Lawrence Fishburne as Bill Foster. All of the people who have been in this verse, Kurt Russell, like all of these names were in this episode.
And I know.
It's like star-studded
watching those
cast.
Watching those things go by, I'm like, man, they got a cast for this show.
They got a hell of a cast for this show.
Well, so I say all that got me, and it's true. That got me roped in. Great stuff, great interactions, but like, man, the thing that really got me, hit me in the heart.
Hit you right in the heart?
Was the connection of Peter and Hope because they're lost mothers.
Because of their lost mothers.
I didn't expect it at all.
Yep.
And it's like...
And their moms both gave them Walkmans.
Yeah, and it's such a great idea because like, all of the stuff that this episode does is fun, but that's the emotional core of this episode.
Yeah.
And it is, I can imagine like someone being like, well, who would connect with Peter Quill as a kid? And then they like thought of Hope, and then they built this whole story around that idea.
They had
like,
to give Peter hope.
Hope, yeah. I just thought that was really, really beautiful.
What about Scott? What about Scott later?
Yeah. It got me. It got me good. I really like hit me in the feels, and I just felt like it elevated the idea that this is just some like, hey, let's throw a bunch of toys from the toy box and let them fight.
Yeah,
which was fun to watch, but giving it that emotional core made it like a touching episode and really. Yeah. Powerful. I loved it.
And then, like, not only that, like, there's the emotional core of it. There's so many implications for that verse later, where, like, Asgard has fallen to Ego.
Right.
And, you know, the other, like, Jotunheim has fallen to Ego. Like, all of these realms have fallen to Ego. And so now this Earth-based team is going to Ego's planet. To like take the fight to him to fight a celestial,
yeah,
on his home turf, and they're bringing the kids with them.
Yeah, I don't like. I get that Hope talked the boy down or ever talked Peter down, but or whatever. But like, yeah, it's weird to bring Hope on that.
Yeah. Hope's not a hero or has superpowers at all, yeah. But, you know.
But they don't have babysitters in that universe.
Right. So you know, you might as well.
What if the
what if there were no babysitters? Honestly, this episode should have been titled What If Yondu Did Take Peter to Ego?
Yeah, I was thinking about that. And I was thinking, we talked about it last episode with Nebula, where it's like these episodes are kind of starting. And I don't know, I'm trying to think back if like that's the case with last season. It doesn't feel like it. Last season felt like they made a small change, and then it's sort of like what happened after that? What made it all fall into place?
Yeah.
This season, they're like, their titles are a little more like, what is the result of the little change that happened?
Yeah, what's the result of the one thing that changed?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what if this happened? Like, okay, but how do we make that happen? How do we facilitate that happening? It's like, oh, well, this change has to be made. I liked, though, in the first season of What If, when we had Captain Carter, right? We got, the change being Peggy decided to not go into the booth with everybody.
Right.
She's like, I'm staying here. And, like, that small change resulted in Captain Carter and an entirely different storyline. It felt like the changes in this one, or in this season so far, you know, the two episodes that we have, were, like, pretty big changes, you know, big decisions or whatever. Like,
right.
Large implications so far from, you know, let me betray someone and, you know, defeat them. And then, like, let me not have a change of heart and take this kid to his certain doom. Which, honestly, I'm kind of like, it doesn't feel like, you know, because if memory serves, it doesn't feel like it should have worked out that way. Because in Guardians 2, Peter was going to just be a battery, right? Like, Ego speared him right there. And was just using his energy to activate remotely all of the celestial seedlings. And, like, that was happening on all the planets that he had put a seedling on. So, like, it doesn't quite mesh.
Right. It doesn't line up exactly with what was going on in Guardians 2.
So, I guess, does Peter have to go to all of the planets and activate the seedlings? Is that what has to happen?
That seems like what they're alluding to in this episode, but I don't know. It's a good question. And it's possible that, like, this was a better way for it to happen, but when Peter was resistant, he was like, well, if you don't do it, I'll just suck the life out of you and do it myself, you know?
Sure.
Maybe there's some sort of, like, maybe that was all a contingency plan, since he wasn't on board.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
But all around, man, I dig it. Great. Two really good episodes so far, and I am freaking excited for the third. And I'm just excited to cast about them and have fun with this. Really, just like every day. Every day
for 9 days.
Woo!
Well, 8 days. Since we did two at once.
Yeah. Well, this is just really fun, though. Like, we've never had a show drop like this, and it's just kind of a different thing.
Yeah. It's a different feel to it.
Mm-hmm. It's fun.
And then Disney, next month, you know, is giving us all the episodes in a show at once.
Mm-hmm.
So that's even more difficult for us to swing.
That we've had to do before, but at least it's only six episodes or five or episodes. Six. Yeah, it's Echo.
Like that.
So,
but let's get through this one before we start, you know, worrying about that one.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think so. Well, I'm pumped. Loved all the connections in this one, especially I mentioned the heart of Hope and Peter being so good, but also the heart of Bucky and like. Both of these episodes had a really strong redemption vibe.
Oh, yeah.
The first one, they talked a lot about redemption. And this one is like, the chance for Bucky to be redeemed, but also the chance for Peter to change sides, you know, to be trusted, to be a part of the team.
He gets to be the Star-Lord.
Mm-hmm. When he said, I'm the Star-Lord, and did that, like...
My mom calls me a Star-Lord.
Yeah.
And then he did the, like, Dragon Ball Z.
That's what I was going to say. That was, like, straight out of Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, especially with the being in the desert and, like, blasting the mountain away, right?
Yeah. Like, and the animation style with those little, the big beam coming out of his hands, but those little pockets of, like, I don't know, energy bursts.
The particulate energy or whatever.
Yeah, really cool.
Straight up Dragon Ball Z.
Totally. Totally.
He was like, got it, God. And I was like, that looks a lot like Kamehameha Wave or something, bro. Like, was Dragon Ball at all out in that time frame? Like,
I don't know.
I think, like, that was 88 was when this was set. That would have been, like, I know Gundam was around, but, like, was Dragon Ball around at that point?
I don't know. 86.
86.
Yeah. In Japan.
So, if Peter had access to anime...
Yeah, somehow. If he... Somewhere in Missouri, he found a copy of anime. Then it's like, were they using those kinds of effects yet on the show? Or is that later on in the run? I don't know. Probably not a real connection, but kind of cool. That it's possible.
It's possible.
It's possible.
So you're saying there's a chance.
So many chances. So many chances. Well, we are punchy and tired. We stayed up and played board games with friends, and then we did two of these episodes because it was our only chance to do them in person. So
yeah, board games with friends, then podcast with friends.
Yeah. So I think we're going to get out of here. Yeah. Any last thoughts about episode two before we move on?
Nah, man. I need to sleep on it. It's 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah, me too. I need to sleep on anything.
Just any surface I find.
Any surface I can fall on right now. This is the latest I've been up in quite some time. I've been such a get up for the bus guy lately.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No good. No good.
Christmas breaks got you in a weird way.
Yeah. Getting totally off my sleep schedule. Well, guys, we love you. Thank you for hanging out with us. I love you, Jeff.
Love you too, buddy.
It's good to have you here.
Thanks for having me over.
Yeah, man. Anytime. And I just glad you're in town. Yeah. Come more often. This was super fun. We'll be back. I don't know how we're going to cover it tomorrow, but we will be covering this tomorrow. So stick around, hang out. Peace.
Until next time, true believers.
Hey, you just listened to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast from Stranded Panda. I really hope you liked it. Let me just say a big thank you to all of our supporters on patreon.com/MCUcast. You are the lifeblood of our little operation here. And a huge, huge thank you to our insanely generous Illuminati tier patrons, Walter Kreisky III, Lieutenant Bongo, and Jazz Viz. You guys are amazing. If you'd like to see our beautiful faces, you can catch a video version of many of our episodes at youtube.com/strandedpanda. Love you 3,000, my friends.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.